It's time for Rowan County High School football on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pond, Cave Run Pharmacy, the Citizens Bank of Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books, The Fuzzy Duck, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Healy Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Regional Medical Center, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Kickoff is minutes away on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And this evening from the Greenup County High School football field in Lloyd, the host Musketeers play host to the Round County Vikings in a key Class 4A District 6 football contest. Hello everyone, I'm Randy Stacy along with Jared Stacy, ready to bring you all the action here on WIVY 96.3 and WIVYradio.com. The winner of this game moves on to the playoffs, and the season ends with the exception of for Round County. It's Round County, and they do have one more non-district game coming up. Round County under Coach Kelly Ford is 1-7 overall, 0-3 in the district. The Vikings have lost 5 in a row. Greenup County, coached by Travis Jones, is 4-5 overall, also 0-3 in district play. The Musketeers are in the midst of a 3-game losing streak after winning 4 in a row earlier this season. Since 1998, Greenup holds a 15-9 lead in the series between the two schools. Our pregame coaches show comments with Coach Kelly Ford comes up after this on WIVY.
Fall into savings all this week with your fall favorites at Allen's IGA. You'll find USDA boneless beef top sirloin steak, especially priced for just $6.49 a pound. Thinking of a homemade pie for the family? The large 15-ounce can of pure pumpkin is only $2. And selected varieties of banquet pot pies are 4 for just $5. Falling prices at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Caskey's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the 9 locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Pre-game show continues now with Round County Coach Kelly Ford. Coach, let's go back to the Boyd County game. I'm assuming we're going to see lots of good things out of that, even though there was it was a loss.
Absolutely. Going back to it again, we did some really, really good things, and then it seemed like we would shoot ourselves in the foot or they would answer with a big play. And, it's credit to those guys to responding. I really liked the way our guys competed. They flew around but we just had some mishaps, some mental errors that they kind of took us away from a game.
I watched a little bit of the Greenup Boyd County game just for trying to find out the Greenup County personnel, and you watch that and you have to be encouraged after the way your team played Boyd County.
Oh, absolutely. Going in, I said these games, two games are, very, very winnable games, but we have to limit our mistakes to get us over that victory hump. We match up with these teams better than our two prior district games with Ashland and Johnson Central. Going into Greenup, we're both 0-3. Whoever wins gets in, whoever loses is out. So another big game for us, and we got to definitely hopefully we get in the winning column.
Not really a big injury situation coming out of the Boyd County game, but you unfortunately got one you're having to monitor here out of practice.
Yeah, injury-wise, game-wise, we was fine, but then yesterday at practice, we had Will, we was just going through our plays and pulled up, and, Mandy kind of thinks it's the hip flexor-type muscle. He couldn't put a lot of weight on it yesterday, but, not having him would be a tremendous loss for us.
You can't pick out one thing he does well for you, but he does a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we play him all over the field. I mean, he's went from linebacker to DN. He's our wing back. I mean, he runs fullback, so he does a lot for us. And just his demeanor on the field and his, having his warrior ability, is going to take a hit to us.
We're talking about Will Richardson. We'll call him Will, but just so you understand which one we were talking about is Will Richardson. What about any of the other guys that have been banged up a little bit? I mean, we always worry about Abram. He takes a lot of hit. How's he doing?
Abram's doing great. He's one. He's back to 100. I'm gonna say Jackson's back to 95. He's moving really well on that ankle. JT's been banged up with his ankle, but he's pretty solid. But other than that, getting Tony Cundiff back this week on the line, he'll back up our two tackles this week, and, that'll be a big plus for us, getting us another body up on the O-line, D-line.
You got the ball in the hands of J.T. Judd a lot in that Boyd County game, and even maybe a few more times with the younger of the Cross brothers.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Hamlin had put in the Wildcat package, direct snaps to JT, and, JT made good decision, finding the holes, and even a couple times you got to keep him honest at throwing the pass. He can throw it a little bit, too. Cameron, he's been, Mondays has been dominating on Mondays, and, we felt, it's time to start getting him reps, and getting him ready, getting him to the speed of the game, and he's done that. He adjusts really well. I mean, he's a pure athlete, and we're going to be, like I said, the future's bright with those two coming back.
We'll be back and talk about Greenup County after this on WIVY.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too. At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Hello, this is Beth Mays. As an assistant Commonwealth attorney for 7 years, I prosecuted the majority of the child sex abuse cases in this circuit. I received a national award from the American Bar Association for important law-related work for this country's children. I'm an advocate for your family. Please vote for me, Beth Mays, on November 7th, so I may continue to work hard for your children and your families. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays, Circuit Judge John T. Lane, Treasurer.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing-A Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
Back with Coach Kelly Ford. And Coach, we seem to have run into some really truly outstanding talent, individual talent this year, and boy, Tyson Sammons may be the one of the best.
Yeah, I mean, he was our EKC player of the year last year, you know, and he's having a tremendous season again this year, you know, over 1100 rushing and, you know, 971 passing. He's, you know, 6'2", 215. I mean, he's a brute. And we definitely, their team's going to go the way he goes. You know, we'll try to contain him and not, you know, let him get happy. And, you know, hopefully, you know, last year he came in kind of the same way. It was a good ball game at the first half, at the very beginning. And then all of a sudden, you know, they get to run a quarterback power. And, I mean, he just kind of puts the team on his back and carry him through.
It's Tyson Sammons, junior quarterback, and watched some of the game against Johnson Central. They did take away half his game. They took away his passing game.
Yeah, and that's the key that we got to do. It's got to be one sided. If you got it, if he's got both of them going, it makes the green up decision making a whole lot easier. So you know, we're going to try to come with the kind of the same game plan. We got to make him one sided. If he's running it, you know, we'll let him run it. But if we can hold the pass down, that's going to definitely give us a shot to win a game.
To have that many yards rushing and to be a spread offense, that just seems odd to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's really odd, but, you know, he's also running it 25, 30, 40, you know, for the one game, I think it was 40 times. I mean, so when you're getting those type of touches, you know, you can't get those numbers. And, you know, like I said, he's He comes from a real, you know, this ain't the first Sam's quarterback we ever had to face. So, I mean, he's a brother was more of a drop back. You know, he wanted to throw it, but this one right here loves to run it. And he can throw it when he needs to. But, it's going to be really, really, defense be against the wall type of game that, you know, you got to maintain one-sided and limit their possessions.
Well, they got two backs, two slots, two wide receivers. They all play at different positions. I saw Goo played about three different positions or whatever, just a little bit I was watching. But they may not be blazing speed people, but they certainly complement Tyson Salmons really well.
Yeah, I mean, they're a spread offense, but they're going to mix some option in there. They'll run some option with Tyson and those guys. And, you know, both games that, you know, the Johnson Central and the Boyd, you know, they both had big plays in those games running the option, getting it out in the open field. So, we got to do a really good job of reading our keys, making sure that we stay fundamentally sound playing on the defense side.
Spread on offense, and how do they line up defensively?
Defensively, they're 4-2-5. They're going to have four down linemen, two linebackers, five DBs. But in the John Central game where John Central had everybody in the box, you know, they load the box too, so you really couldn't get a look, you know. John Central had 11 in the box. They had 11 in the box. So it was a small game. But, you know, their base defense, coming from the Coach Moore era and Coach Travis, you know, they all worked together over there. So I think their base will still be a 4-2-5.
No huge giants on defense, but they move to the ball quickly.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I mean, you see Greenup's team, you see our team. I mean, they run to the ball well. You know, they got some quickness up front. They're not the big, strong, physical linemen that Johnson Central has, but they're decent size and they can run and they can play and get off. They're going to bring a lot of pressure to our offense, and we definitely got to. Our guys up front, they'll have their hands full, and which I say every week, you know, the game's won in the trenches. So whoever wins that battle up front will be victorious in this game.
And Greenup has a nice special team, good kickers, good return folks.
Yeah, I mean, they kick it well, they return it well. An area that we're still working at. But I think this week I'm going to let Ty Lowe start out kicking. He's starting getting better and better each week. JD is still do our kickoffs and stuff. But, speaking of injury, I need to go back. I guess his ankle swelled up like a balloon this week. So he only had one day of practice. So we'll see how he is today, which would be Thursday. We'll see how he is, so some of his kicking duties may limit, just depend on how his ankle turns. But right now, he did punt in practice yesterday, and he was fine, but he'll still punt for us.
That's Round County Coach Kelly Ford. We'll be back with more on the pregame show after this on WIVY.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have five convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
If you're maxed out on your volume, take some now.
If you see it, check.
Is it good?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I just couldn't see it.
Yeah, check. You were literally maxed out. Mm-hmm.
Should have gotten up. I mean, see that.
I mean, I got.
Hello, everyone. We're back at the Greenup County Football Field here in Logan, Lloyd, Kentucky. Just doing a little adjusting here in the new press box they have here at Greenup County. Just got to get used to pretty good accommodations up here.
I feel like I'm about to see the Kentucky Derby with the Wild Kentucky home in the background.
Greenup County opened the season with a loss to Dawson Bryant out of Cold Grove, Ohio. Then they won four straight games over Russell, Portsmouth, Ohio, East Carter, and Montgomery County before losing their last three to Ashland Blazer, Boyd County, and Johnson Central, all in the district. They'll close out next week against Fleming County here on this field. Brown County, they opened with a loss to Lawrence County, a loss to East Carter, went over Bath County, and have losses to Fleming, Mason, Ashland Blazer, Johnson Central, and Boyd County since, and will close out next week against East Carter. And one of our good friends, Kelly Wells, gave us a call this week. Of course, he is a Hall of Fame member, the Round County High School Hall of Fame, also the athletic director at Moorhead State. As to remind folks that the 2023-24 Moorhead State basketball season tickets are on sale now. And you go to their website, msueagles.com, and check on tickets. 31 total home games this year in Johnson Arena. And single game tickets will go on soon. And again, our sponsors of the St. Clair Healthcare backing player of the game and sponsor of all Round County games. They have a special event tomorrow at the St. Clair Health area over in the hospital. You can stop by the Women's Imaging Center on Saturday, October 21st, between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. for refreshments, free gifts, breast health education, and a meet and greet with St. Clair's breast surgeon, Dr. Amy Teff. And one lucky guest will win a Kate Spade Leela satchel and matching wallet. And you can make appointments there for mammograms and everything you need. Again, that is over in the hospital next to the gift shop from 8 to 1 tomorrow.
October, obviously, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and
We've seen players for both teams in warm-up sporting pink, cheerleaders for both teams sporting some sort of pink as well. Thoughts and prayers, as always, with anyone who has battled or is currently battling or knows anyone battling breast cancer or any form of cancer for that matter.
All right, we'll be back. Give you the results of the coin toss after this on WIVY.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whittaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whittaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whittaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance here in Moorhead. Need some extra cash? Thank Eagle Finance. Thinking about fixing up the house this fall or needing a few car repairs? Whatever the reason, come see us at Eagle Finance. We are located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Coin toss going on at midfield here at a newly renovated facility on the campus of Greenup County High School. A much needed renovation, and boy, is it sharp. Really nice stands, press box. Area around the field as well, some picnic tables and stuff, like a kind of a common area on both ends of the bleachers. So super sharp, and something we'll see at Brown County sometime next year as Roy Wright, our referee, is going to make his way over towards Round County's side. Round County has won the toss, and they're going to elect to receive, moving from left to right as we look at this one. Round County with their road white uniforms, green pants, green sleeves with green lettering and numerals, black trim with green helmets, and an even more brighter green for Greenup County. Green helmets, green tops, gold lettering and numerals, sporting black pants here today. Officials, we mentioned Roy Wright is our white hat. Cable Wright, Joe Billman, Gary Cornwell, and Mitch Smith will be the four other officials along with Roy Wright. Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. And five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower. A Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab versatility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling today. Dad, are you okay over there? I saw you jump a little
bit. They have a cannon here.
And you didn't know about it. Luckily, I was distracted by the Montgomery Tractor ad read. So
9 a.m. in the morning, Viking Sports Extra from the downtown Healy Family McDonald's. 7 o'clock tomorrow night, 6:30 first airtime. MSU at Tarleton State from Stevensville, Texas on WIVY and ESPN+. Saturday, October 18th, Tennessee at Kentucky, 7 p.m. on ESPN and WKCA.
That's actually October 28th, not the 18th.
28.
Both teams, Kentucky and Louisville, horrible, horrible games last week, much needed bye week.
And MSU women will open with an exhibition game on the 24th next week, October, against Kentucky State.
And that may be closed to the public, by the way. So if you have plans on attending that, make sure you do verify with MSUEagles.com that that is open. And it may actually be postponed from some rumors I've heard from the athletic department.
Still on the website.
What's the phrase they say from sources?
Still on the website.
Carter Gillum. He's going to kick it off for Greenup County. Moving from our right to left, Watson back to return by himself, standing at his own 10. Waiting for Roy Wright to blow the whistle, and he does. And Greenup County, Brown County, playoff spot on the line, and we're underway. Up back, Drake will field it at the 15. Across the 20, spin move at the 23, and he will be wrapped up at the 25, and the scrum will push him forward a couple more yards. We'll see where they mark him down at. But it's going to be first and 10 for Round County, as the winner in 2 weeks will go to Covington. Most likely, there is a chance that Mason County could win tonight over Covington Catholic. A very small chance, but if they do, Mason County will be the one seed in that district. I'd say a couple games out of 100, Mason County wins that game tonight over Covington Catholic. And it is the 29-yard line. Nice job, yards after contact there by Drake, as all the way out to the 29 right hash, first and 10. It's that beast formation as Norton will take it and pitch it to the left. And that is going to be Judd, who gets halfway to the first down, out to the 34, where he was drugged down there by Greenup County's Christian Wheeler. Okay, the PA guy does not say the play or the tackler. That is very interesting. Did you notice that in this first play? Okay, there he goes.
Finally got around to it.
He's very, very delayed. I was about to say this would make watching a football game very interesting. They rush up to the line. It's a beast formation again. There's four people in the backfield. Norton, Judd takes a direct snap following blockers out across the 40 for the first down near sideline in front of the Greenup County bench. Pushed out of bounds by Brody Stevens. Stevens will say his name both ways. This season, Stevens with 35 tackles, and Stevens receiving strong numbers as well, over 200 yards. The story of Greenup County, though, is Tyson Salmon, 6'1", 210 pounds.
Second one in the family to play quarterback. The previous one threw. That should be on Greenup County.
Greenup County jumped off sides, and that's what they call. Guilty party was Christian Wheeler. Said his name earlier on the tackle.
Round County did jump offside, but they were drawn offside by Greenup County.
The first down marker says it's third down. I can promise you it is first. First and five at the 47. Direct snap in the shotgun to Norton. Judd will get the handoff and will get the first down, as we're going to have a holding, most likely called. The area of holding is where the flag is, and that is what they will call. So back it up on first down after the 5-yard penalty against Greenup. Round County will give some back.
Second and 15 from the 37.
this game, a series of runs from 99 to 04. Greenup County won every matchup. From 06 to 08, they continued winning. Then Round County, from 09 to 13, rattled off five straight. Greenup County then won four in a row, so back and forth they go. Round one in 2011, 30-9, and then 2022, Greenup won 34-6, and we've got another penalty. This is going to be a false start, and this is going to be our fourth attempt at first down on this series, Randy. On this set of downs, should I be more specific?
False start. Against Round County.
Great start to the series, and then Round County shoots themselves in the foot three straight times.
Shotgun snap. They fake the pitch. Norton goes deep, has a man wide open. It's Birchfield. He's at the 40, 30. He's going to score, folks. 10, 5, put 6 on the board. Braden Birchfield, 6'3", 195, wide open as the secondary bit on the fake pitch. And getting behind that secondary, it's Birchfield. And just like that, Round County strikes first. Touchdown number 3 on the season. And that one was from deep. Official number 70?
68 yards.
And a new kicker for Round County this week, Ty Lowe. On the hold, Norton. Good snap, good hold. Lowe's kick is up. It looks pretty, and it is. Round County, Norton to Birchfield. 68 yards, and they lead 7-0 early here on WIVY.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Drake on to kick off. Back deep, Stevens and Boggs, but they're not going to get an attempt to return it out. In my opinion, the way it looks is Drake just sets the football down on the ground and toe pokes it up the field. Hits off the hands of one up back. Coming up and picking it up is going to be Boggs at the 31. And Brown County had a nice job on the coverage. As I mentioned, it hit a player and then kicked back. So they were able to get there quickly, and Boggs out of bounds at the 33, first and 10 for Greenup County. 68 yards, Randy. And you just said, literally seconds before that play, they started out to drive so strong, and then those penalties set them back. And what a great play call there.
That's a great fake. You said it in your initial play-by-play. It was a great fake on the pitch.
Judd was on that left side, rolling out to the left. That's who Norton faked the pitch to. As Sammons will come on at quarterback. Takes it, pitches forward to Boggs around the left end. Got a flag on the far sideline. Boggs across the 30 to the 40. And going to be hit out of bounds by Hamilton at the 45. But we're going back.
That'd be an illegal shift. Nope, we're going to call it an illegal procedure.
Randy, if you wouldn't mind to scoot down just a touch, this screen on this window is very difficult to see through. There's a screen on the outside of my window, and you can barely make out those Greenup County numbers from looking through it. Appreciate it. First and 10, the official still chatting. Ball sits at the 33 still. Roy Wright, the white hat, a fellow broadcaster. He works with the world, or should I say, universe famous Jeff Ray for Bath County Baseball. And we're going to wave the flag. First down at the 48. And that's the Greenup County 48.
That's good enough for Greenup.
And both teams have started off strong offensively. Clock rolling, 90 seconds in, 7-0. Sammons will take the shotgun snap, three receivers right, and will pass out to the right in the flat, and has a man complete. That is Goo. Goo across the 35-30 into Viking territory on a huge first down gain.
Rockman on the tackle for the Vikings. But not before, that's good for another Howard and Engineering.
Goo on the season leads him in receiving over 400 yards, five touchdowns. And we've got an injured Viking back at the 46-yard line of Round County. 7-0 early. You mentioned Morehead State down in Texas. First ever game in Texas for the Morehead State football program. And Kelly Wells actually is with the team. And he posted a picture of a high school that let Morehead State practice. And he put the caption, Texas football is just different. Let's just say this high school facility that Morehead State got to practice on was a rather strong one. Huge grandstands, absolutely perfect facility, just a really cool game that Morehead State and cool trip that Morehead State's getting to take, and maybe can pull off the upset as Jackson Hamilton, the one being escorted off, and he's getting a lot of help. Trainer Mandy there and one of the other coaching staff members helping him. And already without Richardson, last thing if you're around counties want to see the injury bug bite you. First down from the Round County 37. To make that 27, excuse me. Sammons takes the shotgun snap and the handoff running right up the middle's Devin Stewart. 5'10", 165. And he gains a 3, maybe 4. Down to the 25-yard line. Make that the 24. Handful of Vikings there in on the play. As he was originally wrapped up right out about the line of scrimmage and then drug a defender a couple more yards. Austin Walker in the backfield. Running back. Tight end, receiver left, two receivers right. They'll fake the handoff. Pass out in the flat. Is complete to Stevens. He has a blocker across the 15, down to the 10, near the 5. Let's see where they mark him. Looks like he is right at the 5-yard line. We'll have to see, though. It falls on the right hash. Greenup County driving, trying to tie it up. And that looks like the 3-yard line.
Sure, it's not the 8. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Yes, that is. Yes, sorry. The way that field is slanted, I couldn't, or kind of crowned, if you will, couldn't tell. First and goal, Greenup County. Snapping the handoff to Walker, and he's going to run it in for 6 untouched. Oh, my goodness. First touchdown of the season for Austin Walker. We have to remember there's a cannon. I was not prepared that time. The first time I was distracted by a spot. Greenup County's going to go for it to take the lead. So from the 3-yard line, obviously, Sammons. Tight end receiver left, two right. Sammons takes the snap. He keeps it himself right up the middle for 2. 8-7. Both teams strike early. First quarter here in Greenup County on WIVY.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
for fill-ups and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Well, one quarter in the books. Mason County 7, Covington Catholic 0. Winner of that game gets the winner of this game. Greenham County kicks off. From our right to left, Gillum will kick it off. Drake again gets a return from the 15. He's running to the opposite side of the field, and he's going to be drugged down it behind the 25-yard line. Make sure I get the number. It's Colin Melvin. Really nice tackle there.
Colin Melvin with a tackle from upfield.
Touchdown run by Austin Walker, and two-point conversion by Sammons is good. On a drive at Greenham County, you can say just straight march down the field.
He thinks he misjudges his speed a little bit because he's had ankle problems all year. He's not going to get around the end like that.
Bunched up formation. Round County calls the beast formation. Norton keeps it himself and maybe gained a yard or two. A big scrum ensued. So couldn't see where he officially is going to be marked down. They will give him out to the 25-yard line at their own 25. And we're going to have a delay game. Nope, false start.
Yeah, near side end, tackle or tight end, whichever one it was.
Second down and 8. Benches have cleared in the ALCS, too. Just got a notification. Second down, 13. We don't keep it in our stats, but we've seen a ton of flags already.
Four, but one of them was five now. One of them was waved off.
And we're just now 4 minutes in. Beast formation with two kind of flankers on each side behind the tackles, a running back in the backfield. Norton takes the snap and passes out in the right to Owen, has it complete to the 30, 35, and pushed out of bounds past the 40 near sideline in front of the Greenham County bench. Matt Owen.
They did have that beast formation, but Abram Norton had gone under center.
So two running backs in the backfield. Two players kind of flanked behind the tackles, like I said, and then Norton under center. Sometimes he gets in that position in the shotgun. This time he'll go under center with two running backs in the backfield, and Greenham County can be called for the false start, or make that offsides, excuse me.
You notice the slot man or the wing back on the near side is Cameron Cross. So you can bet they're going to see the jet sweep going from right to left eventually tonight.
Same formation with two running backs in the backfield. A handoff to the first man through, and he's stuffed at the line on first down. Nice play filling the gap there by Waylon Perkins. 5'10", 183. Second down.
Hamilton on the carry from the Vikings.
Hope that PA announcer was right. He called Hamilton on that carry.
The way Hamilton went off the field, I would be absolutely shocked. He's back in the game. He is. Wow.
Yeah.
He is. Back in there, running back. Must have just been a little bit of a stinger. Pitch out to Judd. Judd cuts back right at the hash marks. Has it across midfield. Down to the 45, 40, 35. Pushed out of bounds. Another huge play for Round County. Safe to say the defensive coordinators probably aren't the happiest right now as both teams have marched down the field. Round County's second drive. They trail 8-7. Two running backs in the backfield, Norton under center. Receiver each direction. Norton takes the snap, hands off to Judd. Right down Broadway, Judd runs, and he gets down to the 30-yard line. Second and five.
Judd wants to be able to carry for the Vikings. He bought down on it, but he's 22 RJ Keith in the month of year. Game is about five, second five.
Second down, RJ Beach, 6-1-170 on the stop for the Musketeers. Same formation again. And Round County is going to get called for a false start, I believe. It will be. Another penalty.
Group of coaches over there collectively are pulling their hair out right now on the Round County sidelines.
Second and nine is what they're going to call it. In the book, it should be second and ten, though. Second and nine and a half.
They may have put the chains down in the wrong spot. That's perfectly possible.
Owen goes way out wide right. Norton takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Passes down the near sideline. Complete. Owen, five, touchdown. Nice play on the coverage for Greenup County was Aiden Goo, and he just got beat by Owen. Pass right in the breadbasket. Just over top of the shoulder, running down the hashes. Madden Owen finds the end zone.
Good for 35 yards and a touchdown around.
What a play. Round County's going to get kick the extra point. Low to do the work and do the honors. Norton on the hold. High snap. Norton gets it down, though, and it's blocked. Blocked by Greenup County's Christian Wheeler. And Round County retakes the lead. 13-8. Midway through the first quarter here on WIBY.
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware has a lot to offer and a little bit of everything. We have ladders for those tall jobs and wheelbarrows for the dirty jobs. Tired of hand driving those nails? We have nail guns to save your thumbs. Drills are pretty much a household tool, and we have those too. We even have siding removal tools and Dremel tools. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Another strike by Abram Norton. He's got two touchdown passes. Already over 100 yards passing as Drake swivels this one down the field. And Greenup County, nobody's gotten to it yet. And Round County almost falls on it. Oh, my goodness. No one for Greenup County went to go get it. And then the up back in front of the returner, who was Kraft, Hedge realized it and ran over and grabbed it just before it went out of bounds, and it's at the 32-yard line, and Round County was a step away from hopping on that ball. If you're just tuning in, Randy Stacy alongside. I'm Jared Stacy. Happy to have you all along here this evening. Quarterback Tyson Sammons, almost 1,000 yards passing, 1,150 yards rushing, as he will hand off this time. And running off left tackle is Walker, and he maybe gains a yard. Looks like they're going to give him credit for a half yard. We'll say it's the 33, second and nine.
I think that's Pelfrey wearing 50, not Justice wearing 60, but I'm pretty sure of those.
I've got Pelfrey wearing 50, yeah. Two receivers left. Tight end right, receiver right. Walker in the backfield with Sammons. Fakes the handoff, passes out in the near flat to Stevens. That's going to be complete across the 45-40 down near the first down marker, but a flag back in the area of holding.
Round County will probably get this penalty because there was a frustration situation on being held. Nope, they're going to call the hold.
Okay, it's Greenham County.
Round County reacted to that. I was afraid they were going to get the penalty.
So back it up. Second down should be 14. Powell County at Belfry tonight. Magoffin County at Estill. Bath County at Fleming County. GRC with a tough matchup tonight. My goodness. At Frederick Douglass. Second down and 19. I beg your pardon. Had that incorrect. Sammons takes the snap. Hank fakes the handoff and keeps it himself and is going to get around the edge to the 25, out to the 27, it looks like. Third down and long. Pikeville at Hazard, Ashland Blazer at Johnson Central. That's a huge one matchup there. West Carter at Lewis. We mentioned Mason County leading Covington Catholic 7-0 at the half. East Jesmond at Montgomery, Raceland at Nicholas, Fairview at Paris. Morgan County's travel to Phelps, and East Carter is at Russell.
They will run that play a lot with him carrying the football, even on.
And it's a penalty on Round County. It's going to be offsides. Go ahead with your point, Randy, about that.
Yeah, they will let him run the football around the end like that, even on long, long downs.
Make sure you keep track of penalties because we may set a record. And it's both ways, too. And I'm not saying the officiating is bad. It's just offsides, false start, holding. Third and nine from their own 31. Sammons, same exact play. Fakes the handoff, runs around the left edge, and is going to be hit out of bounds at the 43. Is enough for the first down. We'll give them all the way out to the 44. So first and 10 from their own 44 now.
Even if he shakes them off, they've got to hit him earlier. They can't wait on him because he'll just run over them.
Watson with that final hit to knock him out of bounds. Two receivers make it trio out to the right now in the open field. One left. Salmon shotgun snap, almost drops the snap, passes out into the flat to Boggs, and Boggs has blockers across midfield to the 40. Boggs going to be hit by Watson at the 20 and drug down, but a huge gain there for Greenup County as those trio of receivers, two of them went forward and blocked the defenders of Round County. And taking a few steps back, catching the pass was Boggs, and if those first two blocks are set, Randy, you've got room to run, and they work. So into Viking territory from the 21, it'll be first and 10. And it is the Viking 21, Musketeer, shotgun snap to Sammons. Pass almost intercepted, but it is complete, and a touchdown to Aiden Glue. Oh, man, that was almost a pick six there for Round County as Chris Cross was jumping into that passing lane in just mere milliseconds behind that ball as it went to the receiver. And that pass.
Who's receiver?
21, Aiden Goo. 5'10", 160.
Green County,
as Goo made that catch about the 10-yard line and was untouched as Sammons is going to keep it on the keeper on the two-point conversion, and he didn't get it. 14-13. Dandy of a game so far from Greenup County. You're listening to KHSA Football here on 96.3.
Fall into savings all this week with your fall favorites at Allen's IGA. You'll find USDA whole pork shoulder butt roast, especially priced at $1.79 a pound. Three cans of Progresso Rich and Hearty Soups for only $5, and the 8-pack cans of Vago Pop are just $2.89. Folks, that's just 36 cents a can. Falling prices at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupon.
IGA.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty.
Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Story, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Brown County trailing Greenup County 14-13. At their own 15-yard line stand Drake and Watson, as this one booted away by Gillum to Drake, fields it at the 13. Running up the near hash, across the 25, hit hard at the 27, and huge hit there. Drake a little slow to get up as Cash Ratcliffe, 5'8", 155, with a big hit on special teams. Under 4 minutes, first quarter. In this field, Randy, you didn't get a chance to go down on the field. I got a chance to go down and chat with Cable Wright, one of the officials, and Coach Ford. It is dry as a bone. I mean, it is dry as a bone. And for people who think I may be being sarcastic with how much it rained in Moorhead, I promise you I am being totally serious. It is not wet at all whatsoever.
We've got some sprinkles going now.
Hand off to Judd on first and 10. Huge hit, and he loses it. Ball's on the ground, and Greenup County has it. What a hit. Put that on a highlight reel for Waylon Perkins. My goodness, Waylon Perkins used every bit of that 5'10", 185-pound frame as Judd had a gain of about 6-7 yards and just straight lost it.
You might be able to jump up in the air like that on the JV game or a freshman game, but you better not do that on a varsity. Woo!
Waylon Perkins.
That one shook me up a little bit, Randy. The officials are getting together. The Greenup County offense is already on the field. The Round County offense is still on the field. Don't see this too often where you have both offenses on the field at the same time. And now players have got and huddled around Roy Wright and the officials. And Roy Wright is going to signal Greenup County football. Kelly Ford is chatting with one of the officials on the far sideline. He thought Judd was down. Kelly Ford trying to explain his position. Matt Hamilton as well chatting with Roy Wright, the referee. It's going to be first and 10 Greenup County, somewhere near the Round County 32.
Well, the video will tell the story, but if Roy would happen to be wrong on this one, that'd be twice this year. Round County's been hit with a big fumble call with this crew.
And the first down snap from the 33 is where they spot it. Shotgun snap in the pass, way down the field, incomplete. Cameron Cross on the coverage. Make that crisscross, I beg your pardon. Goo, the intended receiver. And it'll bring up second down. I am pronouncing his name right. It is simply just Goo, correct? Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I watched some video on MyTown and Huddle, and they call him Goo. But now there's a flag.
Flag on the play.
Flag on the play. I saw a hold over there, but I didn't see a flag. Okay.
We'll back it up to the 42. Did a soccer game for Moorhead last night, and they had a girl on Tennessee Tech team. Last name, Zoe. Z-O. Keep it simple, right? Breaking the action here. As Greenup County looking at the armbands after the penalty marked.
But it's just at 17, the play clock is.
Greenup County does have play clocks here. On each end, for that matter. Shotgun snap. Two Salmons. Passes out in the flat. Complete to Boggs. Gains a couple maybe, but immediately wrapped up after he caught it. Grayson Smith on the tackle. Down to the 41, second down.
Second and 19. I think the chains got set a little odd over there. That's why we had the ball.
Well, the first drive, we played three consecutive plays with third down on the yard marker. So you don't have to do much convincing for me. Second down, long way to go. 14-13, Greenup County leading as Salmons on the keeper. Has it down past the 40 and the 35, a third down and 12 upcoming as he was drugged down. Isaiah Jones on that stop. Leading tackler for Round County is Hamilton with 63, Chris Cross with 52. And they're going to say 3rd and 13.
Yeah, well, actually, the ball really should have been spotted back at the 35, but gave them another length of the football across when they reset it.
3rd and long, under 3 minutes, first quarter. Sammons rolling out after the shotgun snap. Dumps it off over the middle, and that is complete to Stevens. Has it across the 20, cuts back at the 10, drops short at the 5. But first and goal on that pass, complete to Stevens on a slant route over the middle. And a good run after the catch. And Round County.
He takes it all the way down to the 5-yard line of Round County. Good for another Green County.
Defense needs to step up here. First and goal.
Looks like Round County didn't see this play on video or whatever like that. They looked lost out there when it played. Is anybody turning in a set of keys?
First and goal from the 5. Sammons takes the snap, hands it off to the running back Walker around the right end, gets past Drake and scores for Greenup County. Drake, the only player who had a chance to get to him. And under 2 minutes, 20-13, Greenup County extends their lead out. They're going to go for two. Two receivers left, tight end right, running back in the backfield, two tight ends, well, wide receiver flanked behind that tight end right. As a snap will go to Sammons, fakes the handoff, and he's not going to get it. 20-13, 1:54, first quarter. This game may not end before midnight here on WIVY.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a 3-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Halftime score, Covington Catholic 22, Mason County 7. Mason County was leading by 7 after one quarter. Covington Catholic, with the help of a pick 6. Lead 22-7, winner of that game plays the winner of this game, and the winner of that game will host the winner of this game. As Drake once again fields this on the right side at the 12 this time, running all the way across the field, gets it across the 15 and across the 20. Where he will be drugged down by a host of Musketeers. Holsinger and Brachet on the stop. 22-yard line, first and 10, Round County, their own 22, 1:44. First quarter, 20-13, Greenup County leading. Round County's last drive ended on a fumble that the Round County coaching staff did not feel like was a fumble. They thought Judd was down. Norton will take the snap and hand it off to the first man through. I did not catch who that was. Have to see as they get up off the pile. Hamilton, the one who got it, gain of 4 to the 26. Yeah, 5, we'll say 4. Two running backs in the backfield. Second man gets the handoff from Norton, and that's Judd. He'll go nowhere. Wrapped up on the play by Goo. Third down and medium. 1 minute left, half number one. Make that quarter number one. feels like it should be half number one, but it is just the end of the first quarter.
First field with the carry. That last tackle was made by McCrockett for the Musketeers.
PA had McCracken on the stop, but I can promise you it was goo. I had a textbook view of it. Two running backs in the backfield. Tight end left. Snap. Hand pitch to Hamilton. Running around the left edge. Hamilton is going to be hit hard at the 30. Needed to get to the 33 for the first down, so he's going to be short, and that'll bring up fourth down.
Hamilton on the carry for Brown County.
Couldn't see he was on the stop. The Kraken looks to be there. Also, Ethan Thomas.
They put it all the way out at the 31.
Wow,
so fourth and
that's
one.
A heck of a spot. Fourth and one, Round County's going to go for it, it looks like, as of right now. But I would not be surprised if Brown County didn't take a timeout and talk this one over.
That's a quarter.
They won't need to because we're to the end of our first quarter. 20-13, Brown County, a big fourth down when we come back.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Randy Stacy alongside him, Jared Stacy. Start of quarter number two, Round County trailing Greenup County 20-13, and a big fourth down. Round County looks like they may go for it. This from their own 31-yard line.
Start the second quarter, Round County. We'll be going for a fourth and one.
Power eye. Yep, power eye. Three running backs lined up with Norton under center. Norton takes the snap. Hands off to the first man through, and Brown County is going to have the first down. The line judge on the far sideline had it out to the 35, out to the 36, and that's plenty. That's 3 yards past the first down marker. And some huge guts there by Brown County to go for it.
Hamilton on the carry for the Vikings.
It's out to the 36, like I said, first and 10, new set of chains.
But he does get enough for the Brown County first down.
Two running backs in the backfield. Cameron Cross flanked out right and the wide receiver right. Take the first hand off the second man through. Judd, he's crushed once again after he gains maybe 2 yards on the play. Big hit. That one by Caden Holmes. Seeing that fake punt from their own 31, I saw this the other day. Back in 2016, Randy, on this day, BYU tried a fake punt from their own 5 on 4th and 19.
And?
They didn't get it.
Oh.
Punter barely got past the line of scrimmage. 2nd and 8. Norton fakes the handoff to Judd. Pass over the middle. Almost intercepted. Intended receiver was Owen right on the midfield logo at the first down marker. And Drew Boggs got a fingertip on it. Almost picked it.
He missed the seam. I mean, man, no one could have got it if the ball had been just a bit more to the right.
These two teams have played lopsided matchups the last few years. Greenup in 16 and 17 held Round County scoreless. Beat them 56-20 and 18.
I think that was back in time of the previous Tyson quarterback, the gunslinger.
And 0-1, Round County won by 21. Last year, Greenup County won by 28. And we're going to have a timeout, Round County, on a big third down.
They have to take it because they didn't get the play in time, and the time and play clock was running down.
7 o'clock tomorrow, MSU, Morehead State at Carleton State. Kentucky, much-needed bye week for Kentucky and Louisville. And I'm not going to say I told you so or anything like that, but something I did say last game, if you remember, I said, will Louisville have a letdown game after that big win against Notre Dame? And I also said, how will UK be able to come back after that tough loss, blowout loss to Georgia? And Kentucky just didn't bother to show up against Missouri. And Louisville, well, they let a sorry Penn team beat them. Game for Morehead State can be heard right here on the air at 6:30. Chuck Mraz and Jason Blanton on the call. Third down, 8 to go. Norton in the backfield. In the shotgun. Two receivers right, one left.
Well, they actually put the 60 seconds up, I think, and are running it down.
They did on the scoreboard.
Nah, you know, I don't necessarily like that, but I like to show the officials, you know, how far they off were from giving us the 60 seconds they're supposed to.
Norton, four-step drop. Blitz incoming. He heaves it forward. It's intercepted at the 45. The intercepting player is tackled by Cameron Koss at the 37-yard line. And have to wait till we see the number because he's being swarmed by teammates. It's Waylon Perkins.
Intercepted by number 33, Waylon Perkins.
Perkins recovered the fumble, too, if you remember, Randy.
Yep.
And now he gets an interception. The blitz was on. And I'll be honest, Norton just slung it down the field. That was not directed towards anyone that I could see. And that is a play that when film time comes around, I believe the coaching staff is going to tell Norton to either throw it away or just go down. Give yourself a chance to maybe punt it on fourth down either way. In a 20-13 ball game, Greenup County leads and back on the out on the field with second drive in possession starting in Round County territory. And the play clock hits zero. Cable Ryder back judge tosses the flag up in the air and it's a delay of game.
I think both teams got caught with the fast running play clock.
Well, I mentioned they have a play clock here on each end for Greenup County.
But, I mean, Cable Wright watches it, so it's not something.
Snap, fake the handoff. Sammons goes deep down the near sideline, and it is going to be incomplete. Birchfield on the coverage. Boggs, the intended receiver, and they both got a fingertip on it.
A couple of bad throws in a row by the two quarterbacks. Unfortunately for Round County, they didn't get it back on an interception that time.
Just saw Cable Wright, the referee or back judge, one of the officials, throw that football from about the 15-yard line all the way down to the 40 with ease. And I thought, Cable threw that football really well. Well, he's a pitcher, college pitcher, so no surprise. Second down, 15 to go. Sammons fakes the handoff and dumps a little pass off into the flat, and it was dropped by Boggs. Oh, boy. And we've got a flag from the back judge, Cable Wright, way after the play. And a Round County player, Jackson Hamilton, is getting up and gets a high five from his teammates. And the coach for Greenup County is out at the hash marks. My goodness, Travis Jones, way out onto the field. And he's not yelling at an official. I believe this is going to be a personal foul, unsportsmanlike, against Greenup County. Cable Wright goes and chats with his father, Roy Wright. If you are wondering, that is a father and son.
So you should mark it from the 42.
Yeah. And my inkling was correct. It was a unsportsmanlike.
43-yard line if they mark it right. How about that? Pretty good counting on their part.
Wow. Third down and
30.
Thank you. You knew I was going to say a long way, didn't you? You knew exactly what was coming. We've done enough games together. I was just going to say a long way. On a serious note, third down and really long. Sammons fakes the handoff, runs right up Broadway and gets walloped across midfield. Huge hit there. Looked like that was Chris Cross on the hit at the Round County 46. It's a big gain, but fourth down upcoming. And Greenup County, he keeps the offense out on the field. Okay. Wow. Fourth down from the Round County 47. They need to get down to the 20.
Should be the 20. Should be 20 to go.
It's 27. Yep, that is 20. Two receivers left, one receiver right, tight end left with a running back off the right hip of the quarterback, Sammons, and Jones is livid. Travis Jones is ballistic, Randy. He's all the way out at the hash marks again. And he is in the face of a player out at midfield. Oh, my goodness. I have never seen a coach go out onto a field in any sport in my broadcasting or playing career and straight up yell in the face of a player. I am not a big fan of that, Randy. I'll be frank.
That should have been 15 yards for unsportsmanlike because there was not a timeout.
Travis Jones stormed, not a sprint, but a very fast walk all the way inside the hash marks and got nose-to-face mask with Christian Wheeler. And if I'm Christian Wheeler's parents, and I'm not a big fan of parents saying anything to coaches, but I believe I'd be having a chat with old Coach Jones after the game if that were my son, Randy. You don't show up a player like that. You can do it on the sideline. You don't go out onto midfield and absolutely ream a player like that. My goodness. I call it like I see it, and that one... Interesting to see what people think about that one here in Greenup County. High snap, and it's going to be a fake. Sammons is going to try to go for it. Sammons is not going to be anywhere close. He's tackled at the Round County 42, and the fake punt wasn't even close.
Sammons on the fake punt for Greenup County.
So great, I wouldn't say great, but good field position for Round County, trailing 20-13, 9:40, second quarter. And back to my point, I don't like when parents talk to coaches about playing time or coaching strategies or anything like that, but man, showing up a player in front of thousands of people at midfield, that's a whole different story. Norton fakes the pitch. Passes up the field. Same play from earlier. It's Birchfield again. He's at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Give him 6. Same exact play. No flags on the field. And Round County can tie it with an extra point. Woo! Try to keep up, folks. Try to keep up.
3 yards.
Same exact play. Am I right, Randy? It looked like it to me. Fake the pitch to the player going right. Secondary bites on it, moves a little forward. Birchfield gets behind that last line, and sayonara, he says. By far the highest game passing yards for Norton this season, I would think already, as the extra point is up, and it is no good, wide left. 20, 19, 9:30, second quarter here in Greenup County.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber!
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Umbrellas are down. What a crowd, though.
Brown County traveled very well here as the Vikings score. Musketeers still lead, though, 20-19.
One play, 58 yards, 10 seconds.
And Drake just sets the ball down and is going to toe poke it forward. It's going to hit off the hand of a Greenham County player. Ball's free. Brown County says they have it.
I think Greenham County says the same thing, though.
Offside kick by Brown County.
Greenham County football.
Recovering number 45, Austin Walker.
Walker is the one who recovered it. It hit off the hands, though, of Ratcliffe. Good idea, and almost worked out.
Waiting for a new football. There we go.
So from the
46 maybe.
Yep. Well, maybe 45. Who knows at this point? The box is on the 45. One official's on the 47. Back to the 46. It will be the 46-yard line, left hash, and that's their own 46, leading 20-19.
You reckon we'll get the box set on the right one? I believe we are. I think Joe Billman on the far side now knows what's going on behind him, so I think he's going to keep an eye on that.
46-yard line, first and 10, Greenham County Salmons. With two receivers right, one left. He'll fake the handoff, keep it himself, and stretch through a tackler across midfield, across the 45, and that's at least 10 yards after the catch as he'll be tackled down near the 40 of Round County.
He is hard to bring down. Especially if somebody doesn't hit him early, at least slow him down a bit.
He's passed for 8 touchdowns, rushed for 17. From the 40, the Viking 40, first and 10, Salmons hands off to the running back who's going to be tripped up down near the 35. Ike Henderson, who's missed some games with injury, Randy, only played in 4 of the 8 games this season.
Just came back in this one. 2,124 yards total offense coming into the game for Salmons.
Second and five,
ball right on the 35. Couldn't see who tripped up Henderson there. Two receivers left, one right. Tied it in the formation in the shotgun, Salmons. Hands off once again to Henderson. He'll get the first down out down near the 26-yard line across the 30. D-20.
He gets the game good enough for another
second quarter.
First down.
And the 27-yard line is where they are going to spot it.
Greenham County with a pretty good line. Not huge, but Ram County's now beginning to have trouble with it. And they play a lot of people. They rotate linemen in and out. I saw that on video this past week.
Two receivers each direction. Snap and the handoff. This time again, it's Henderson. Bounces out to the left after being stuffed in the middle. And
US 23 on the far side. A car with some lights went by, and I thought it was a yellow flag thrown up in the air.
Gain of 3, second and 7. We are right on the Ohio River. Ball just inside the 25. The Viking 25, snap and the handoff. Again to Henderson. Henderson's going to be wrapped up by Pelfrey. Gain of a couple. Third down and medium upcoming.
If you're not familiar with Lloyd and you know where the locks are on the Ohio River up here, we're just, maybe about a half mile as the crow flies from those locks.
Didn't a casino just open between here and Ashland, if I'm not mistaken?
No, that's up in Ashland.
That's in Ashland? Okay.
That's the Quarter Horse Track.
Quarter Horse.
Over pretty close to Boyd County High School.
Third down and 5. You hit 5 out of 6 in the Keeneland pick 6 today. How's your quarter horse knowledge?
Nah, I don't like quarter horse. I like harness racing the best, but, you know, it's nice to play Keeneland every once in a while.
Third down and medium. We fake the handoff, Salmons rolling left. He has the first down inside the 20 where he's pushed out of bounds there. by Chris Cross. And did he get inside the 10? He's right on the 10, so it'll be first and goal from the 10. Greenham County threatening to extend their lead.
Are they going to put...
Yep, they're going to lay the sticks down. It will be first and goal. Another reason to bet Keeneland is some of those pools get so, so big.
Yeah, that was a mostly favorites or second favorites in that pick six, and still paid $898 because of a $250,000 pool.
Fake the handoff. Sammons on first and goal, rolling out right to the five, and he'll get in for six as he tumbles into the end zone with two Vikings draped upon him.
Gosh. He should announce, here comes the cannon.
I don't know how loud that cannon is getting picked up on our crowd mic, as that's the 18th rushing touchdown for Sammons. But it almost hits you in the chest like a big burst of air. It's not just the sound. Man, it's loud. Greenham County going for two, as they have every time. Sammons in the shotgun. In the backfield with him is Walker. He'll keep it following Walker, and he'll get in for two. 28-19, midway through the second quarter. This game not going by quickly by any means, as Greenham County pushes their lead out here on WIBY.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
Hello, this is Beth Mays. For over 30 years, I have served this community as a civil legal aid attorney, an assistant attorney general, an assistant commonwealth attorney, and judge. I'm currently running to fill the unexpired term for circuit judge for Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, and Rowan County. This is a special election on November 7th and is a nonpartisan race at the end of the ballot. Vote for experience. Vote for Beth Lewis Mays for circuit judge. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays, circuit judge, John T. Lane, treasurer.
Gillum on to kick off for Greenham County from our left to right. Watson and Drake standing inside their own 10, as this is going to be a short kick that Cross is going to field at the 25. Head of steam across the 35-40. Pushes out to midfield, and that's a huge gain on the return for Cameron Cross. He's got some speed. Brother Daryl Cross, 2011 graduate, racked up many, many yards in a Viking uniform. And we saw a nice burst of speed there on that far sideline. 46-yard line of Greenham County. Round County has it first and 10, just past the midway point, second quarter. Norton takes the snap, hands off to the second man through, and he goes straight into about three Musketeers and gains maybe a yard. Caden Holmes, the first one there, and they're going to put him right back on the original line of scrimmage.
That is a read play. That's not been a very good read.
I think they should try that play again where Nord fakes the pitch and Birchfield goes on a post route. Norton back to pass. Norton is walloped as he throws it, and we are going to have it incomplete as Owen gets tangled up. No flag or anything, and there shouldn't be, but with Aiden Glue, it looks like their feet got tangled as they both went to the turf as Norton took a hit as he threw it. Seeing people outside with hoodies and winter jackets and sock hats makes me so thankful to be in this press box. Third down from the green of 46. Firmly expect this to be four down territory for Round County, but we will see. Norton in the shotgun. It's a reverse as they give it off to Cross from Judd, and Cross is tackled in the backfield. It is read like a book by Waylon Perkins. Have a game, Waylon Perkins. And now I would expect the punting unit to come out with that loss of 9 yards on the play back to their own 45. Perkins has a recovered fumble. A couple big tackles. Fourth down and 19, Drake on the punt. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Round County, 4:31 left here in the first half. We'll be back in just a moment.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A rugby-style punt by Josh Drake that hits at the green of 33 down to the 32. It looks like it's going to be down there by Grayson Smith, and it will.
Down at the Green County 32-yard line. That's where the Musketeers will start this next drive.
So first and 10 for the Musketeers, 4:20 left second quarter. They lead 28-19, and they will get the ball to start the second half. Barring Round County attempting an onside kick, which they very might do. Two receivers right with the tight end, one left. Walker in the backfield with Sammons as that tight end bounces out into the slot. Shotgun snap, three-step drop, pass is going to be complete. Fingertip catch by Boggs across the 40. He's still on his feet across midfield. Ball's loose. He fumbles it at the 40, and we'll see who hopped on it. All kinds of players hopping on the play. That ball definitely hit the ground, and Round County celebrating like they have it, waiting for the signal from the Zebras. Wait a minute. Round County football. What went from 6 points to a turnover quickly. I did not see who forced the fumble, but it was Boggs who had a huge run after the catch, and at about the 44, 43-yard line, coming from the opposite side of the field and from behind in a way, got hit from behind, and looked like that's how that ball got punched out. Round County rushes up to the line. One of the officials was not set, and Round County rushed up to the play in a hurry to snap it. As a direct snap goes to JT Judd, following blockers around the right end, gets it across the 40-yard line. Huge play in this game, Randy, or huge possession, should I say, in this game. A huge play in getting that turnover, and a huge possession and drive in the fact that you want to get points, knowing that Greenup County gets it going into start the second half. Again, if you're just tuning in, winner of this game plays the winner of Covington Catholic and Mason County at the winner of that game. In a couple weeks in the first round of the playoffs is Judd. And we got a flag way after the play. Flags everywhere. Not sure who it's going to be on. But we had a flag from literally every direction come towards the middle of the field. It was a short game, if any at all. Third down and 6, but we'll wait and see what the flag is. Roy Wright.
Greenup's not backing up, so probably this is going to be on one, on somebody each way.
And it is going to be unsportsmanlike each way. So that will be offsetting. And we'll redo second down. Roy put two fingers up.
Really? I thought he signaled it was a dead ball foul. It's not.
And I just got tapped by the PA guy, and I saw Roy put two fingers up. And the official, Roy Wright, waving. And third down is what the PA guy said, and Roy Wright didn't make any moves. So it must be third down as Norton is going to be hit as he throws and overthrows everybody. Owen was running down the seam on the right side, and that ball a good 5 yards over his head.
Can't just shut your eyes and throw the ball. You've got to have some thought in mind. And there was three receivers, three defenders back there, and one receiver. 3 minutes before halftime.
28-19.
When they are going to punt, I see Deshaun Watson getting over the football to snap it.
Round County has a player running on late, Caden Thurlman. So Round County has a man go in motion to the left side. That's Smith. So two receivers, if you will, left on a punting formation, and that's over the head of Drake. Drake picks it up. Drake is able to somehow get a punt off. Oh, my goodness. He gets this all the way past midfield. He kicked it from inside the 15-yard line with maybe six, seven Musketeers chasing after him, and he somehow toe-poked that. It didn't get 10 feet off the ground, and my goodness, overall the punt distance was not long, but after the snap by Watson going over his head, that's a great effort there by Josh Drake.
Graham's done such a poor job of protecting the kickers. Deshaun's really trying to get it back there in a hurry, and that time it sailed on him. Well, this will be a big stop right here, and it's going to be tough. They've proved that they can march it down the field.
Absolutely. From their own 47, Greenup County will start left hash first and 10. Snap and the handoff to Henderson. Henderson rolling around right edge, has it across midfield. Shreds a tackler at the 45-40, wrapped up from behind and pushed out of bounds by Owen inside the 35-yard line, 33, where they say he's down, and Owen's slow to get up as he's kind of bent over at the waist a little bit as he walks back towards the middle of the field. That's not what you want to see if you're around County. Getting 9-point lead for Greenup County, 2.5 left.
They want an awful lot of change of directions in that particular play right there. And several of them, no hole call. There may not have been one, but when you have that cutting back and forth and back and forth, I don't see how you can not have an illegal block of some type.
Stevens goes in motion. It's an option play to the left. Sammons keeps it and gets down to the 30-yard line. Had Stevens on the option to his left, rolling around to the left edge. And it is right on the 30. Smallest guy on the field, Drake. Josh Drake gets this tackle. As you heard from the public address announcer, Sammons fakes the handoff, rolling out right. Throws as he's hit, gets it complete to Boggs at the 30, pushes down and is pushed out of bounds. Looks at the 25-yard line, and if so, that's 1 yard shy of the first down marker. On the near sideline, right in front of the Greenup County bench, and the clock stopped with 90 seconds. Nice play for him to get out of bounds.
Yeah, it's going to be third and two.
So, two to go. Sammons has Henderson off his right hip, and he will call Henderson's number, running right up the middle. Henderson has the first down inside the 20, down inside the 15. A couple Vikings in on the stop. Smith was there. First down for Greenup County.
It's on the 12. They'll have to bring the change down.
So not first and goal just yet. Shotgun snap, Sammons. Hands off to Henderson, rolling around left edge, and he will not get to the end zone, but he will get a good chunk. And second down, and we'll say 5 to go, it looks like.
That's back left the 8-yard line, isn't it?
That ball is as far away from Randy and I as we can get.
Second and 5, man.
So a gain of 5. Two or three receivers right. Tight end right as well. Henderson beside Sammons in the shotgun. Sammons on the keeper. Rolling out to the right. He's going to be drugged down by Hamilton for a loss. Huge play. That brings up third down. Clock will stop after the timeout with 25 seconds left. Greenham County with the timeout. Brown County defense, huge challenge here on this drive, and we'll go ahead and actually just keep it right here on this one.
At halftime, we've got to talk with Alan Evans, a teacher now working on a new program to assist Brown County students in employment opportunities, and we'll hear from him after we go over the first half scoring, which is going to take a little more time than usual.
Yes. Can we get a teaser?
No.
Okay, no teaser.
I don't know enough about it.
Okay.
I mean, I listened to it once, but that's what I don't want to guess.
Well, it's Coach Evans, so I'm sure it's going to be insightful and always great to hear from him. Third down. 7 to go. Greenup County deep into Round County territory. Ashland Johnson Central facing off down in Paintsville. And for the first time in a while, a lot of people feel like Ashland can win that game comfortably, which used to never be the case. Ashland had opportunities to win.
Greenup had a 3rd and 7.
Third and 7. Ball on the right hash. Three receivers bunched up right. Tight end left. Sammons takes the snap. Three-step drop. Dumps it off in the flat to the left to Henderson. He's following two blockers, and they will lead the way for a touchdown. Tackling a guard rolled out to the left as Sammons on a little dump off to Henderson, and he followed them for the touchdown. 17 seconds left. It's 34-19.
Third and 8 from the 10, so that was a 10-yard pass from
Sammons to Henderson. Ike Henderson, we mentioned, this is his 5th game of the season, has been injured some. And 2-point conversion. They pitch it to Henderson, and he's going to be short. He will not get it. 17 seconds left. Greenup County in control. Second half will be right around the corner, and Greenup County will receive the first half. Still just a few seconds left to finish before we head to halftime here on WIBY.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree cards, Yankee candles, leaded crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Chris Cross once again on the return from the 25 out past the 30. 35 will be pushed out of bounds. Brown County will start 1st and 10 with 11 seconds left in this first half. And Greenup County is going to send out the definition of a prevent defense. The ball sits at the Brown County 35. Greenup County has a line of players at the 30. A line of play at the Brown County 30. Got three players lined up at the Greenup County 45 up to the 50. So Round County, the last thing you want to do is do something where you cause a turnover and results in points for Greenup County. You've already put yourself in a tough enough spot going into the second 30 minutes. Make that 24 minutes, I beg your pardon. Second half action as Cross gets a little dump off on the left edge. And we'll bring it to the near sideline. Out of bounds at the 40. Clock will stop with 4 seconds.
Tackled by Jasper Davis.
Second and five.
4 seconds to go.
And scratch that. They push him out to the 41. Second and four. Norn will come over and give the play call.
I don't think you didn't really need to throw that. I was all for doing a sweep and having about six or seven guys out in front and see how many they could block.
Hook and lateral.
Well, yeah, they've got that defended pretty well.
Second down and four, 4 seconds left. Greenup County leading 34-19. Norton, five on the play clock, will take the snap. Norton rolling out to his right. Norton looking, gets it complete to Drake. Drake at midfield, and he's going to be tackled right there after he catches it. On the tackle is Henderson. At the half, Greenup County 34. Round County 19. High scoring, lots of penalties. Randy will have some halftime stats in an interview with Alan Evans when we come back.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
And don't forget, coming up a little later at halftime, we've got an interview with Alan Evans on jobs for Kentucky students. JAG KY, they call it. It was Greenup County 20, Round County 13 at the end of the first quarter. The Musketeers outscored Round County 14-6 in the second. We're 34-19 at the half, and Greenup should get the football. First touchdown came on a 60-yard pass from Abram Norton to Braden Birchfield with 10:50 to go in the first quarter. The tie-low kick was good, and it was 7-0 Round County. Greenup came right back and scored on Austin Walker's 8-yard run. Salmons had added a run, and it was Greenup County 8, Round County 7. Round County came back. Madden Owen, a 35-yard pass from Aiden Norton. The kick was blocked, and at that point, with the 5:54 to go in the first quarter, it was Round County 13, Greenup County 8. Greenup County came back and scored with 4:06 to go in the quarter. Aiden Gu, 21-yard pass from Salmons. The run failed, and it was 14-13, Greenup County. Greenup County went on top at the end of the first quarter, 20-13, on a Austin Walker 5-yard run with 1:54 to go in the period. The run failed, and that took us to the end of the first period. Brown County cut the lead to 20-19 with 9:30 to go in the second quarter. Braden Birchfield caught another long pass, a 58-yarder from Norton. The kick failed, and it was 20-19. Greenup County comes right back and scored. Tyson Salmons, a 10-yard run. Salmons, a 2-point run with 6:03 to go in the second quarter, and they made it 28-19. Greenup County leading. Final score came with 17 seconds to go in the second quarter. Ike Henderson scored on a 10-yard pass from Salmons. The run failed, and that made it 34-19 at the half, and that's where we stand right now. We'll be back with my interview with Alan Evans after this on WIVY.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Caskey's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Back on Halftime tonight, we're with Alan Evans, and rather than me trying to explain what you're doing, what all are you doing for the school now, and specifically the new program?
Yeah, I'm the new JAG specialist at the high school here, and so JAG stands for Jobs for America's Graduates, and our primary goal is to make sure our students graduate on time, and then after that, we follow them for a year after high school to make sure they're on the career pathway, whether that's going to college, technical college, into the workforce, into the military. We really want to specialize a program for them and find what their next step is after high school.
And about the only other thing you're doing now is you're helping be an assistant coach for one of the soccer teams.
Yeah, after many years of being a head coach, I stepped down from that, and then we have two new head coaches that have been in here the last 2 years, and they asked me to help out, and so I talked to the boys program, and Ryan Neff, the head coach, so we worked out a situation where I could be an assistant coach and help the team out, and I've really enjoyed that role, and we had a great success this season.
Back to JAG. How do you recruit your students?
Yeah, we're only allowed to have 65 students in the classes, and so JAG wants small class sizes, and so JAG knows that smaller class sizes, we can do that individual time on them, and we're building those employability skills or soft skills, and so we really work on communication, teamwork, and because of that, our students are more likely to do better in a job interview. And so that's the philosophy of JAG, and then also we can tailor individual lessons to make sure that they're doing projects that they care about, and then we're going to tie in math and science into those projects.
I actually read online when I was trying to do a little bit of homework that this is maybe has like a 40-year history overall.
Yeah, it's been around America for 40 years, and so it's really getting into Kentucky. We're about 83 JAG locations in the high schools in Kentucky. They have a middle school program. They have an after-school program, and so I think there's one in Fleming County. There's one in Clark County, and there's also one in Menifee County. So you're going to see more JAG opportunities pop up in the high schools, the middle schools, and getting really good results.
This has become more important, and we're not going to talk bad about college or junior college or anything like that, but employability is really important now.
It seems to be the buzzword now. So these soft skills that we're developing, these employability skills, you know, our kids are on technology so much they don't have that eye-to-eye contact, that those communication skills they need to be successful in the workforce. And so just showing up on time, being dressed correctly, being able to stay off your technology, off your device to work a task. And so we really focus in on all those employability skills to make sure they're going to be successful after high school. You know, what's really difficult is we're preparing them for jobs in the future that don't exist right now. Because of AI coming in, you know, about a third of the jobs are going to change. Now, what that's going to create is new opportunities. And so if we can concentrate on the character of the individual, the marketable skills, and then they're going to be successful in the classroom, they're going to be successful at their job, and then hopefully be successful at the community and be a community leader as well. It's advancing so fast it's hard to keep up with, and so even I would encourage everyone to go out to the technical college and see the programs they have, and so they don't need a four-year degree anymore. They can have a two-year degree, all paid for by the state, and so whether they choose welding, whether they choose the medical field has tremendous demands out there, and you're looking at respiratory therapists right now, I think they're hiring in West Liberty at $35 an hour. And so the demand for that medical field and the programs at the technical college and even at Moorhead State that they can go to that they thought the previously that they had to put 4 and 6 years into, that they can immediately start making a good salary, a good income here, right here in Moorhead.
Before we started, I mentioned this fact that I just read about the JAG program. JAG graduates are 2.3 times more likely to be employed full-time compared to the average 18 to 20-year-old.
Yeah, that's the key to JAG right there. And so we really concentrate on developing the individuals. So we get them to where they're very quiet. You know, it's probably that student that's going to be quiet in class, not involved in a lot of clubs. Sometimes the JAG club is the only club that they're part of, and we get them out of their comfort zone. We challenge the character. We challenge them in the classroom to make that initiative and to get motivated about their careers. And we're interested in their pathway. And so we're looking at their their choices and we're exploring those choices. And once they come out of their shell, then they learn how to do a professional talk. They learn how to do interviews better. We work on resume building, applications. We get them involved in FAFSA. And if they want a college, you know, we make sure that they're connected to that college or a military recruiter. We're kind of helping them, assisting them on that process. And then after they graduate, we're also tracking them to make sure if they change their mind and want to do something else, we're there to help them with that pathway.
Okay, so far so good. What else do you need right now? If you could go out and choose something else to add to your program, what would it be?
Well, the one interesting thing about JAG is we don't have a lot of money and funding, and so we have to tackle some fundraisers. And so if anyone wants to be part of the donating to the program, they can donate, and that gives us money. There's a lot of cutbacks at schools right now. They're hurting, and transportation is a big part of that. So we're limited on the amount of field trips we can have because of the bus driver situation and the cost of fuel and everything. So donations are always great. Pretty soon we're going to ask the community for business attire, so we need our students dressed in suits and business formal, and that's going to take a lot of effort there to get them dressed up and so they can go out and kind of announce JAG to the community.
That's Alan Evans, the director for Round County's new Jobs for America's graduates program, and we'll be back with more at halftime after this on WIVY. Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Plumbingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Greenup County leads this game 34-19 over Round County at the half. Greenup will get the football. The drawing for the 16th Region Volleyball Tournament has been held. It will be played at Bath County this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. On Monday, in upper bracket play, East Carter will play Round County at 6, and Boyd County will play Raceland at 8. on Tuesday. Lower Bracket play Russell will play West Carter at 6, and Fleming County will play Ashland at 8. The semifinals will be at 6 and 8 on Wednesday, and the championship game at 7 o'clock on Thursday. And again, that is at Bath County, and it's Round versus East Carter, 6 o'clock on Monday to start it.
Some scores from around the area and of interest. Covington Catholic into third quarter. Covington Catholic leads 36 Mason County over Mason County, 36-14. Also at the end of the third quarter, Johnson Central 20, Ashland 19. Winner of that will be the one seed in the district. Russell Raceland leads Nicholas 42-6. A tight one between Russell and East Carter at the half, 14-7. And a tight one at the half as well between Boyd County and Lawrence, 9-7. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today. Well, not today, because I'm sure they're closed, but tomorrow you can go by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. Don't want to send anyone to Montgomery Tractor at 10 o'clock at night. Want to make sure we're clear. And I look down, and my watch says it is 7:06, and I just went, huh, I believe that watch is a little off. So I was about to tell people where we were with the time, as we were just past the 9 o'clock hour.
Well, don't forget, in the morning at 9 o'clock, we'll have Viking Sports Extra from the downtown Healy family McDonald's.
Round County set to kick off. Drake, it's an onside kick attempt right up the middle, and it is loose after passing the 45-yard line. It's then just jumped on by Drew Boggs, but Round County, that one possibly pops out of the lap of Boggs. They had a few players right there, so not the worst of onside kick attempts at all, but they will start. And they, being Greenup County, first and 10 from their own 41. Randy Stacy alongside. I'm Jared Stacy. Happy to have you all along here. As Greenup County, first drive of the second half. Four receivers in the formation. They pass it left. That's Sammons, who gets the pass complete to Goo across midfield to the 40, to the 30, to the 20. Inside the 10, where he's drug down from behind, a horse collar tackle, so a flag on the play. Trying to see who got the tackle. Matthew Hamilton, maybe? That's as far away from us as we can get. And it was a horse collar. Was either 8 or 6, Jackson Hamilton or Matthew Hamilton. The jersey bunch pull up on the chest and couldn't make it out. Sammons from inside the 5 on the keeper, runs around left edge and scores. 23 seconds into the second half in Greenup County. Puts another touchdown on the board. And Greenup County, well on their way to making the playoffs as the 4 seed.
Where did that play start
it
from?
It looked like it was on the 3. The scoreboard had it on the 3
well,
as well.
They ran the play with the chain. I know you don't have to have the box maybe, but it was about half at midfield when they ran that play.
Greenup County will go for 2. And it's a keeper. Sammons runs right up the middle, and he gets in for 2. 42-19. 11:37, second half, third quarter, here on WIVY.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, We focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Gillum sends this away for Greenup County, and it is Chris Cross. Runs over to Deshaun Watson, fakes like he's going to hand it off to him, and he breaks free across the 40 to midfield. Chris Cross still on his feet, shreds a tackler down to the 35. Ball comes loose. He fumbles it forward. That ball should be marked back where he fumbled it because he fumbled the ball, and it went forward and then was recovered by Round County. And we have an injured Musketeer.
And the clock,
is still running.
Who's your announcer?
We have an injured player on the field.
And about 10 seconds ran off that clock, and there is an injured Greenup County player. I did not think you could fumble the ball forward like Round County just did.
Well,
unless they're saying Greenup County recovered it, but I...
No,
okay.
You certainly can't fumble it forward like that. Well, I'm not sure. But who knows? That ball may have been slapped away from him and whatever like that. And it's one of those times where it's about as far away from us as you can get.
Can't make out who the injured Musketeer is.
I mean, I don't think it's probably going to matter, but we lost quite more than 10 seconds. Lost about 20-some seconds.
Yeah, if the offensive player who fumbled it recovers it, you can advance it. Or the opposing team.
Yeah. That's not what happened.
And however, as the asterisk says, these high school rules can differ from state to state, so keep that in mind and take that comment with a grain of salt. Down to the 23-yard line, right hash. Chris Cross on a huge return on kind of a trick play. He ran over to Watson. They kind of acted like they were going to hand it off, and Watson ran one way and Cross ran the other. Norton, two receivers right, one left, tight end right. Judd in the backfield with Norton, and Judd will get the call. Judd running right around the right edge, gains a couple. Second down upcoming. Clock rolling under 11 minutes, 42:19.
Get on the carry for another night.
Give them two.
We'll end up working on the tackle.
We'll say one, actually.
Second and
nine of the 22. Dump off to Judd on the left flat, and it's going to be incomplete, but a flag in the backfield.
Roughing the passer.
Roughing the passer, wow. So that'll be a big penalty there.
Thank you, Mr. Umpire. You won't need to walk in the other direction out there.
That might be a good idea. And we'll see Witt goes all the way down, just shy of the 10 at the 11. So Round County trailing 42-19, but looking to punch one in here. Norton, snap, quick pass out in the right flat, and that is going to be complete. Cannot see a number at all on who completed that pass, on who the pass was complete to. It was Owen. And he gains 1 yard, second and nine. had knowing a bright future in a Round County uniform, that's for sure. Two receivers right, one left. Crisscross set up in a flanker left. Tucked in behind the tackle as Norton floats this one out towards the end zone and right at the goal line. Crisscross has that one fall off the fingertips. And he keeps his head in the turf for about 5 seconds and slaps those knee pads about as hard as he can as he gets up, as he feels like he should have had that one. Third down, 9 to go from the Greenup County 10.
Feel like the Undertaker's going to walk out on the football field here during these third down plays.
I wouldn't mind that. It'd be exciting. Direct snap, JT Judd, following three blockers around the left side, has it inside the 10 and walloped as he gets to the 9. Three Musketeers wrapping him up there. Fourth down and about 8 or so upcoming.
Direct snap, Judd. Over the left side, hit first by Drew Ball, and then brought down by Hope Musketeers.
Round County looks like they're going to keep the offense out on the field. They got to get it inside the one, or to the one at least. And Round County looks like they're going to send out the field goal unit.
Well, they don't have time. They'll have to take a timeout.
3 seconds on the play clock. And timeout taken. We will break as well. Round County trailing 42-19. Third quarter here in Greenup County.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Norton on the hold, low on the field goal attempt. It is blocked. 26-yard attempt is blocked. And
it was caught.
It was okay. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was picked up off the ground. There was about 15 players between us and the football celebrating, coming to the sideline. Austin Walker.
Austin Walker recovered that block kick. Returned to the small way for the Greenup.
So Greenup County will bring the offense back out onto the field. Greenup County. 23 the lead. 8-13 third quarter. In the shotgun is Sammons. Takes the snap, hands it off to Henderson, running around the right edge. Shreds one tackler, spins off another defender down near the first down marker, shy of the 25-yard line. 23-yard line, so it'll bring up second and short. And I mean very short.
That was a tough tackle by Crisscross. That's what I was looking the number up for there.
The Musketeers check their armbands. Play clock never started. Sammons fakes the handoff. Pass over the middle, and it's just too low. On a slant pattern was Drew Boggs, and the pass at his feet. Boggs, a lot of height, 6'4". Third down and short upcoming.
Drew Boggs.
Yeah,
225 Burkfield on the cover for the Vikings. Brings up third and a short one.
Ball just off the left hash. Two receivers left, one right. Tight end left. Sammons and running back in the backfield. Sammons will hand it off to that running back. It was Henderson at last play. Let's see if they've kept him in there. They did. And he is marked down right at the first down marker. And let's see if they give him the first down. We're going to have a measurement. So they go over to the line judge on the near sideline where he has spotted it. That's Joe Billman. And they put the ball down right where Joe Billman marked it. And they're going to bring the chains all the way across the field. Randy with a big grin on his face. And they're not going to measure it. Interesting. They're just going to go ahead and now stay first down. So 6:47, clock rolling, third quarter, 42-19 our score. Trio receivers right, one left. Pass out in the flat, complete to Boggs, and he's tackled right at the line of scrimmage. Nice play there. Open field tackle. Hamilton and also Barker was there. Second down after the short gain. Greenup County looking to the sideline, getting the play call from head coach Travis Jones. Just shy of their own 25, second down. Faking the make it Sammons, keeping it on the option, pitches it off, and that's going to be a first down running around the left edge. Hamilton with a shoestring tackle of Henderson. Couldn't tell if Sammons held on to it or not on the option, and he pitched it there at the last moment. Another first down.
You're right. That was at the very last. In fact, he was almost down when he pitched it.
Number 7, Penn State at number 3, Ohio State. Number 17, Tennessee at number 11, Alabama. Number 16, Duke at number 4, Florida State. A few games of interest tomorrow in college football. Sammons hands off to Henderson, this time running right. Has it across the 40, cuts back at the 45, staying on his feet across midfield as Birchfield brings him down after Henderson broke about 6 tackles on that run. Another first down into Viking territory they go. Clock rolling under 5 minutes. Well, once it's in, yeah, there it goes. Starts back. Snap to Sammons. Hand off to Henderson again. Running right. Cuts back left on the hash mark. And gets it down to the 45 for a gain of 3.
It was Justice that made the nice tackle.
We were talking on the way down here, or up here, if you will. Formula One in America this weekend. Down in Austin, Texas at Circuit of the Americas. And then they're going to race in Vegas, which is super neat. Second down, 8 to go. Sammons fakes the handoff, pass over the middle, and it's complete on a slant pattern to Goo. And Goo's going to take it to the house, 45 yards. Sammons to Goo as he threaded the needle. Chris Cross was on the coverage. Actually, make that, yeah, it was Chris Cross. 45 yards.
Yes.
And Greenup County will go for 2. Actually, scratch that. We're going to have an extra point attempt now.
45 yards.
Carter Gillum off the hold from Tyson Sammons. Good snap. Good hold. Kick has the distance and the accuracy. 49-19. 30 the lead for Greenup County. Full control. 4:01 left third quarter here on WIBY.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Covington Catholic defeats Mason County 50-14, so it's official. The winner of this game will play at Covington Catholic in the first round in 2 weeks. As this kickoff is sent away by Gillum, Chris Cross will field it from the 20. They do that little trick play again where he goes and almost fakes it to Watson, and Cross breaks free again all the way up to the 40. Ball's on the ground, though. The officials, though, are going to say that Cross was down, so it will not be a fumble. The line judge pointing down to the ground. And in this district for Round County, District 6, Johnson Central leads Ashland 36-27, 2:26 left in the fourth.
He was down before the ball came out. Round County will start.
East Carter and Russell tied at 21 apiece near the end of the third quarter.
From their own 42-yard line.
So some tight games and important games as Round County first and 10 from their own 42. Norton in the shotgun will take the snap. Fakes the pass out right, and then will go out right to Owen. Shreds a tackler, stays on his feet across the 45 where he is obliterated out of bounds. And Roy Wright with a flag, and this is going to be a late hit.
Apparently the line judge over there didn't want to make the call.
I was going to say something similar to that. They'll mark it at the 49. And it is a personal foul against Greenup County, so this penalty will take it into Greenup County territory.
See if they stop the 36. Ooh, they got that counting going good tonight.
Hold the phone. Ashland scores to answer back. 36-33, 1:53 left in the fourth. Getting the winner of that game is the winner of this district. And we're going to have a penalty on this first down play, false start against Round County.
Another flag on the field, false start, Round County, first and 15.
So first and 15, they back up to the 41. 3:40 left third quarter, 49-19. Shotgun snap, Norton facing a blitz, dumps it off over the middle to Judd. He puts that one on the ground. Another fumble, Round County fell on it, it looked like, but Greenup County is celebrating, and Greenup County has it. It looked like Round County fell on it first, but they couldn't hold on to it, and Greenup County, by the time the officials got over to the football, had ripped it away from the Round County player, and Greenup County gets another turnover, and they will start from inside their own 35. And it will be right on the 35 left hash. First and 10 for Greenup County. Two receivers each way. One behind the other. Snap Sammons. Sammons looking, flushed out of the pocket. He's going to run with it. Sammons gets just shy of the first down marker where he's pushed out of bounds. Gain of 8, second and 2, out to the 43. Greenham County with some really top-tier athletic facilities, Randy, with the upgrade of this football field. Obviously, their baseball field, top-tier. Sammons, dump-off pass in the right flat to Stevens, and he's going to be wrapped up right away by Birchfield.
Softball feels pretty nice. Soccer feels nice. The greenhouse is a little old, but it's it once upon a time held the regional tournament here.
Birchfield's had a heck of a game, Randy. I think he's our favorite for player of the game. Yeah, do you think so?
He certainly is. Played well defensively. Two big long touchdown passes, receptions.
Third and short. Sammons in the shotgun. We'll turn and hand it off to the running back, Walker, as Walker is going to get across the 45 and a new set of chains for Greenup County.
Just couldn't stop him. They had him about 2 yards shy of the first down and just couldn't hang on.
The chains still haven't moved. Play's been over 12, 15 seconds, and the chains are just now moving. In the shotgun, tied in two receivers left, one right. Snapping the handoff to Walker once again, running around the left edge this time, across midfield, and a flag coming from the far sideline. Given the way this game's going, Randy, I bet you $20 it's a hold, and it is.
You know, if you're a Round County coach, you really got to say, you know, that has happened several times, and that's been called. Why are you calling it now?
My grandmother on my mother's side loves football. And my entire life watching games with her, she always had a saying that I totally agree with. And it is, you can almost call holding on every single play. If you want to look for holding on every play, you could probably call it. They back it up to the 38-yard line. They need to get to the Round County 46 for the first down, so that's their own 38. Sammons on first down after the hold will fake the handoff. Sammons looking. Sammons gets across the 40, to the 50, to the 40, cuts back to the left at the 30. Sammons all the way to middle of the field. He's got blockers now. One man to beat. It's Deshaun Watson. 10, 5, and Sammons ran about 100 yards on that play to score it from 50 plus. He ran all over the field, middle of the field to the near sideline, and ended up scoring on the far sideline by the pylon. <laughs> 55-19, 106. Extra point is blocked. Hamilton blocks it.
The extra point is blocked.
55-19. Running clock situation as Greenup County is going to the playoffs, and Round County will miss the playoffs and have just one game left. We'll break here on WIVY back in just a moment.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank.
Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Josh Drake returns that from inside his 15 and gets it out across the 35, and we've got a scuffle. A scuffle between Toby Likens and also Tyler Johnson on the far sideline as they went about 10 yards beyond the play, flags everywhere, as Round County will have it. First and 10 from their own 38. And the personal foul is going to be against both players. They will offset, and we're going to head to the quarter. 55-19, fourth quarter, when we come back here on WIVY.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Running clock situation, 55-19, Greenup County leads Round County. As a trick play, they throw a lateral to Norton. Norton heaves it down the field after the backwards pass to Birchfield, and it's incomplete to Birchfield down near the 30-yard line of Greenup County. Like three players there on the coverage. Cash Ratcliffe, the leading defender. Second down and 10. That ball was snapped. Who was that snapped to, Randy? It looked like 28, but I don't have a 28
it's
on
probably 26.
Roster, okay.
Which is Judd.
Well, by the end of these games, these jerseys get so bunched up in the front where they, you know, kind of crawl up the chest protector. It's really hard to make out the numbers. As Greenup County jumps off sides, the right tackle for Greenup County, that is Sawyer Murphy, the guilty party. Norton takes a shotgun snap, rolling out left, looking, steps into a throw down this field, off the hands of Cameron Cross, excuse me, inside the 25-yard line. And that's the second time we've seen one of the Cross brothers have a shot at a big catch. Flag on the play, though, way back behind the line of scrimmage, roughing the passer once again. Second time this game, Norton has been knocked down after he's let it go. Fourth quarter, winner of this game, which is going to be Greenup County, will head up to Covington and somehow try to put together a game plan to beat that team. I believe was the final I saw. Mason County scored first and
10-yard penalty. I would have thought that would have been 15, but
you are correct because Roy Wright notices that and moves the ball five more yards down towards the 40-yard line.
First and 10, Brown.
Two players jumped. It's going to be Round County getting called for the penalty. Tucker Fannin. With the running clock and all these penalties, Randy, we may only have like 6-7 plays this whole quarter. Already 3 minutes in. Low snap. Norton fakes the pass, and he's going to be sacked way behind the line of scrimmage. Norton didn't get rid of it. He's tackled back at his own 40.
That'll make it second and 30.
They gave it 1 yard forward, so 29. Randy was looking down at his stat sheet when they moved that ball, so can't blame him for that one. Originally, we both thought it was going to be on the 40. At this point, though, I would say it doesn't much matter.
Local area team, Johnson Central 36, Ashland 33.
Is that a final?
Could not hear. I'll check real quick. At Ashland, Johnson Central score just right over the PA. Norton, shotgun, rolling out right, looking. Norton gets it across the 45 to the 50, where he's pushed out of bounds by a host of Musketeers. Happy to have you all along here on WIVY. A reminder, if you're riding or driving in your truck or automobile, we ask that you please buckle up. We want to keep you a listener of Viking Athletics and WIVY for years to come. And as someone I've looked up to and always thought was a legend and is a legend, Marty Brenneman would say, if you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Third down, 18 to go.
I think they've passed that along to Tommy Thrall now.
They have. But Marty said it first. Norton by himself in the backfield. Shotgun snap. Dump off to Jackson Hamilton on the left flat. Across midfield, he fumbles it. Ball's on the ground. Hamilton tries to pick it up, and it's going to be a huge pile of players, and Round County is going to recover it. Fourth down. Clock rolling, 7:10.
It's a little sloppy play even in a game this situation like this, carrying it one-handed.
Holding against Round County, Greenham County should decline this, and they do. So Roy's busted out the gloves. And they switched it to block in the back. We're approaching midway through the fourth quarter. And it is fourth down. The box is incorrect on the far sideline.
And 26. Every bit of it.
And not sure what we're waiting on here. Kind of seems like we're just hanging out at this point, Randy.
Well, you still got plenty of time on the play clock.
That was a final. Johnson Central beat Ashland 36-33. Gosh, you just hate to hear that for Ashland, man. Darn. And it's a punt on fourth down, and it is off of a Greenup County player. Ball's on the ground, and Greenup County is going to fall on it. That punt hit right off the chest of one of the Musketeers about 15 yards down the field, as it wasn't punted very high at all. And it is recovered by the Musketeers. We're past the midway point, fourth quarter. Pretty neat at halftime, Randy. I don't know if you saw it. This is the 50th anniversary or 50th year celebration. I don't know how they worded it, of the class of 1973 here at Greenup County. And here's what's crazy. That was their first ever graduating class. And they honored them here tonight. What schools were here in this area before Greenup County High School? Do you know off the top of your head?
Wortland. Lynn. Lynn is where Don Gullett went to school.
Who's Don Gullett?
Oh, Reds. Don Gullett.
Reds, well, Hall of Famer. I know who he is. I want the fans to know who he is, because not everyone can rattle off Reds Hall of Famers like you can, Randy. Mm. Four and a half, fourth quarter, all Greenup County. They'll take over first and 10 from their own 45. 55-19 the score. A new quarterback in for Greenup County, Tyson Law. Law does not have any passing numbers. Does have one carry for 3 yards. And it's into Viking territory to the 49.
There were other schools involved, too. I'm sure there was maybe South Shore. You
obviously, we've talked about it before, went to Carr Creek, no longer exists, formed into Knott County Central. I've never asked you, were there any other schools involved with that?
Knott County High School.
Okay.
Hineman and Carr Creek.
Snapping the handoff on 2nd and 4. Like I mentioned, JV players in. That's Law. He'll get the first down near the 40-yard line.
They moved two state tournament trophies when they built their new trophy case over there.
1955, Carr Creek won it.
56. And Hyman was 43, 48, somewhere back then.
I know you won't want me doing this, but you were just a young pup back in 1956. I'm kind of showing your age here.
I was one.
Did your parents watch it or listen, or not watch it, listen to it maybe, anything like that?
They might have gone. I think my grandmother was in charge of me, and we celebrated running up and down the holler.
There we go. That's the definition of a holler, too.
Yeah.
55-19 under 3 minutes, fourth quarter. Brown County has one more game on the road at West Carter. That next week. High snap, pulled down, though, by Ratcliffe, and handed off to Law once again, who gets it down past the 35. I believe cross-country regionals are tomorrow. I know Mason County's is because I'm good friends and follow one of their reporters, and he posted that Mason County's is tomorrow, and if it's anything like other regionals, they all should be tomorrow.
It's the same region as Brown County.
Okay. It's
at Morgan County.
I will be honest, my knowledge of cross-country regions is very, very poor. So for Mason and Round to be in the same cross-country region, I would have never known that one.
Well.
2nd down and 4. I can confirm it real quick.
Well, is it maybe the same area or whatever? You got me thinking about it.
They hand off to Law, this time running right, and oh my gosh, he about has his head ripped off.
There was a hold.
There was a hold, but can't believe there's no face mask. And Greenup County, their sideline's starting to celebrate. And I'm sure they should be all happy and all, but let's be honest.
Maybe they've not been to Covington Catholic.
You just want a ticket to go get just throttled by Covington Catholic. And for those saying, oh, come on, Jared, they have a chance. No, they don't. 100 times out of 100, Covington Catholic is going to beat this Greenup County team and this Round County team. 1 minute left, fourth quarter, 55-19. Snap and the handoff. It goes to Lawson across the 35. He'll be tackled down 45 seconds. That's going to be your final. Postseason play will start on November 3rd. Greenup County's not even going to take a snap. And this game is final. Round County's going to miss the playoffs in this 2023 season. Greenup County wins it. 55-19 over Round County, and Round County has just one game left in this one, and by this one I mean this season. They will be at West Carter next week, their final game, and for the Round County seniors, their final game sporting the Kelly Green in a Round County uniform. All Greenup County tonight. We'll have some post-game statistics and Kelly Ford comments when we come back.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Line-X of Moorhead is your source for Line-X protective coatings. Perfect for truck beds, brush guards, farm equipment, boats, trailers, and more. Line-X of Moorhead also has truck accessories, including bed covers, hitches, and Nerf bars. Avoid damage from rust and everyday wear and tear. Call 784-1155 and protect your investment for life. Mention this ad and get 10% off your Line-X protective coatings. Line-X of Moorhead, located off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorheadKY.com.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Well, it was Greenup County 20-13 at the end of the first quarter. Then at the half, it was 34-19 Musketeers. And they did all the scoring in the second half, and all of it was in the third quarter. In that third quarter, Tyson Salmon scored on a 3-yard run at the 11:37 mark. Aiden Goo caught a 45-yard pass from Salmon at the 4:01 mark. And at the 1:08 mark, Tyson Salmon scored once again on a 62-yard run. And that brought the scoring to close, as neither team scored in the fourth quarter with the running clock. Round County goes to 1-8 on the season. We'll close it out at West Carter next week. Greenup County, is 5-5, and they will host Fleming County next week before going to the playoffs, and they will play at Covington Catholic. We mentioned that the volleyball tournament, regional tournament at Bath County, will start on Monday, and East Carter will play Round County at 6 o'clock. Upper bracket on Monday, lower bracket on Tuesday, semis on Wednesday, and the championship game on Thursday. And I think we're about ready to hear from Coach Kelly Ford.
Down here on the football, Greenup County with Coach Kelly Ford. And Coach Ford, the scoreboard at all does not tell the story about this game in any shape, form, or fashion. As you were walking over here, you said to me, 35 unanswered. First half, you were right there with them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our guys battle. I mean, we, you know, we, again, I mean, we was making plays back in the game. guaranteed cannot, and we cannot turn their explosive football team, and they fed off of it. Over tonight, we moved the ball up and down the.
Let's go here. We're going to bring Coach Kelly Ford upstairs. For some reason, the microphone was breaking up, and he'll be up here in just a second. We'll apologize for making him have that climb. The St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game, Braden Birchfield. Braden had a great game offensively and defensively. He caught a 68-yard pass from Abram Norton with 10:50 to go in the first quarter, and then he caught a 58-yard pass from Norton with 9:30 to go in the second quarter, and also again played well defensively. But so he will be our Viking player of the game. St. Clair Healthcare, they are hosting tomorrow at the Imaging Center in the main lobby next to the gift shop of the hospital from 8 to 1 o'clock. They will have a Mam's Day out. You can also meet the breast surgeon, Amy Teft. And, ladies, if you need to go by there, there's lots of things going on. There's also going to be a giveaway of a nice Kate Spade Leela satchel. And again, that's brought to you by your St. Clair Regional Medical Center. If you have any questions needing appointment for a mammography, 606-783-6760. Sorry about that, guys. I don't know, honestly don't know what happened. It just started breaking up on that. I was letting you take a drink there.
Appreciate it.
Our player of the game was Birchfield. He had a nice game defensively and caught those two long passes. But in that first half, you had lots of guys that played well.
Yeah, I mean, we had everything clicking. I mean, the game plan, they was following it to a T. Just like I told them earlier, I was like, we did not take care of the football. And we stressed that all week, with the weather, with the rain. And the field's actually in great shape. I thought we was going to come over here in a muddy mess, but the field was great to play on. And at the end of the day, when you turn it over, the back and forth swings, and we turned it over, and then they run 35 unanswered, and we couldn't stop the things they was doing.
Yeah, it was nice to see the offense play the way it did early, though. And I know next week, Wes Carter, and, of course, down the line for all these young kids, I'm sure they enjoyed having success on the offensive side of the football.
Oh, absolutely. And, it's a bright future, no doubt. These guys, they really wanted this game bad tonight, and they came out and fought. And, at the end of the day, when we don't tackle well, we miss tackles. And, you got guys in position to make the play, and we miss the play. And, the little things like that, it starts adding up when you start playing, Tyson Simon. He's a great – he's one of the best quarterbacks in our district, and you've seen it tonight. He's a good power runner, and he can throw it. And we thought we had him one dimensional early on. Didn't have the pass as well, we didn't play the screen very well, and then we made the adjustments at halftime, we're going to do it. We still got guys standing in their spots, and they're not coming up and making plays. But it's part of the game. You got to live and learn. Can't bring nothing back here, but just, put it, watch the film, get better, and try to go get West, finish out the year.
All we needed was to have them get Ike Henderson back tonight, the second-best offensive player on this football team. Came back off, I think, three games injured, whatever like that.
Yeah.
Well, he made a big difference, too.
Oh, yeah, he did. They got some good pieces. Congrats to them. They're going to go in as a 4-seed. We're out. And our playoff is next week at West Carter. We got to go get one and try to get one before the season ends.
Well, it was three scores all came on passes: 68 yards to Birchfield, 35 yards to Owen, and then again 58 yards to Birchfield.
Yeah.
And those fakes to Birchfield. Those were wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I mean, Abram did a great job. You know, Abram, I mean, he ran the team really well tonight. You know, the one mishap, you know, he said my bad over there. I mean, he's trying to make a play, but, you know, the smart play there is just to throw it out of bounds and punt it away. But, like I said, you live and learn, you know, try to get back. You know, our JV, they'll play Greenup on Monday. We'll get another shot at them on Monday, and then, you know, we'll finish out our season at West Carter next weekend.
All right. We'll have quite a bit to talk about then, and it'll be the seniors' final game. Of course, we already had senior night, and, you know, it is a young great. How about Cross tonight?
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing about it. I mean, he – right there, he dropped two balls tonight that he probably wished he had back because he had two touchdowns. And, you know, I've never seen that kid ever drop two balls in a row. And, you know, tonight I think it was, you know, mentally in his head once he dropped the first one. But like you said, I mean, this, you know, I love my team. And, you know, they come back to work every day, and we'll keep grinding.
All right. Thanks for coming up. Sorry we made you have to make that walk, but hey, I guess it's sort of this, probably going to sort of look like what Round County's got here shortly. So, you know, stands like this and whatever like that. But, you know, it'll be a while before that gets along. It'll be long, probably next year. Anything else about today, the game?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, overall, I mean, it was a great atmosphere. You know, had a great crowd. I was happy our crowd traveled to watch us tonight. And, you know, we, you know, made some dumb errors that, you know, just, you know, you can't make when you play good football teams. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, missed tackles. I mean, when you have four or five missed tackles on a play, and, you know, it hurts, and, you know, it puts you behind. I mean, when we, you know, games going back and forth, and we put the ball on the ground, and, you know, the next thing you know, they can run off 35 unanswered, and we couldn't stop the storm, and we never could get an answer, you know. I people's like, why we kicked the field goal down there? Well, I'm thinking if I get the field goal, I'm down three scores now, not four. So, you know, we was, you know, try some things. The tie kicked the ball really well. He's been working at it. You know, we tried him early on, and he acted like he couldn't do it. But, you know, after he started practicing it, you know, each and every day, and he's taking pride to it now. And, you know, he hit his first PAT tonight. So, you know, really happy where he is kicking the football. And, you know, we get that opportunity again, we'll try it again.
All right. We'll talk about the West Carter Comets and the final game of the regular season when we talk later this week. Thanks, Coach. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up here. It's 55-19, the final in this one. I want to thank the folks here at Greenup County for their hospitality. They do a great job with that. Also, thank Owen Mundy on studio controls. Thank Coach Ford and his staff. For their help, and we'll do this again next week. Or don't you forget to support our volleyball team. 6 o'clock on Monday night at Bath County, they'll play East Carter in the very first game of the 16th Region Volleyball Tournament. Cross Country Region coming up tomorrow, and we'll have some more information about that. And in the morning at 9 o'clock, we'll have the Viking Sports Extra from the downtown Healy Family McDonald's. That will wrap it up. For my partner, Jared Stacey, I'm Randy Stacey. Final score once again was Greenup County 55, Round County 19. Until next time, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County High School Football on the voice of the Vikings, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pond, Cave Run Pharmacy, the Citizens Bank of Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books, The Fuzzy Duck, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Healy Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Regional Medical Center, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Viking football on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Now more 24/7 fun on WIVY.